This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget my buddy Raheem Kassam with the National Pulse joining me about 30 minutes from now. The Hunter Biden laptop story, they're all, quote, breaking today. Yeah, he's been talking about it for 2 years. The laptop hard drive, it's in his house. This is the guy in possession of it. So I thought it would be appropriate to bring on Raheem tonight, even though I don't do a lot of guests. So before I get back to the emails, and there's tons of those, we're going to do a roundup of that tonight. We were talking earlier in the show about the CDC. The CDC working with the teachers' unions. We're discovering just how nefarious this was to change their guidelines. So the teachers' unions are telling the CDC what to do, and then the CDC is putting these policies on Americans? And you know what I thought of when I heard that, Chris? Myself. What, Chris? I heard myself, really, and this is me. This is me back in June of 2021. Sit back and listen to this greatness.
You understand these people are preparing to make you the enemy of the state, right? All those crazy dystopian novels out there, it's happening. It's happening right now. It's happening because Democrats have filled the federal government with their allies. And not just the normal idiots at the EPA, not just the NEA. Democrats have very purposely filled the Federal Bureau of Investigation with their allies who work for them and think you're the enemy. Our spy agencies, CIA, NSA, you're the enemy. What do your text messages look like on the front of tomorrow's newspaper? These people are coming for you.
CDC, add it to the list. NSA, remember when Tucker Carlson came out and said, I have an inside source that says they're spying on my text messages, and then the NSA released the text messages to the media? So that's CDC, NSA, CIA, FBI, DOJ, we know that, IRS, the administrative state lining up against you and me on behalf of the left is the most dangerous thing happening in this country right now. And nothing else even comes close. Even comes close. All right, let's move on. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. The reason I listen to your show is, this is his email, because your ideas align pretty well with mine. I'm 28 years old. I recently moved to Florida from Denver, and I'm a pretty simple dude. I've been staying clear of supporting companies that promote ideas of communism and spread anti-American hate. Though I feel I've been doing it right, it has really impacted my ability to build relationships with friends and women. I refuse to go to the movies anymore because everything is so political and real movies are dead. I don't go to sporting events anymore because of the nonsense that's been going on in the recent years. I don't listen to music that promotes crime and drug use and irresponsibility. I feel it's easier for older people to stay clear of anti-American activities and companies, but for a younger person who's surrounded by them day to day, it can be very discouraging. However, I will not sell out my values and stoop to their level just for acceptance. Keep up the good work. I wanted to read this for a very specific reason. You're not wrong. When it comes to, if you take somebody out there right now, because I realize all ages listen to the show, they do all these demographic studies, and it turns out everyone likes it. Well, at least all ages, right? So we have older folks, and we have kids, as you know, kids email the show. Tiny kids listen with their parents. If you're, let's say, an older person, 40s, 50s, 60s, look, I'm 40, okay, I consider myself up there, but whatever, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever you are, let's say you're married, got a good career, or maybe you're already retired. He's right. It is easier for you to abstain from participating in all the filth in society. It's easier for you to say, I'm never going to Disney World or that new Disney movie. It's easier for you to say, I'm not going to visit this place or that place. It's easier for you to say, I'm going to move where I want. I'm moving out of New York. I'm moving to Florida because I like the politics. But it's easier for that person. Younger people who are still coming up, kids, I mean, this guy's 28, kids up to that age and older, younger people. Maybe you're still looking for that dime, or if you're a young lady, you're still looking for Prince Charming to sweep you off your feet. And you're saying to yourself, where can I go? I can't go to the movies. I can't go to the NFL games. I've got a list of things I can't do, and it sucks. Let me just say this. I get it. That would suck. It would suck. However, in the future, we are heading into a time in this country, sadly, where we are going to be more divided than at any point in your lifetime. I don't want to say more divided than ever, because at one point in time, we were shooting and stabbing each other over states' rights and slavery in this country. But we are heading into a time where we are going to be very divided. We have to accept that divide and also go where our people are. What am I saying? You're a 28-year-old dude. You're out there. You want to find things to do. You want to find friends. Want to find a young dime, put a ring on her finger, marry her, and make some babies. Good for you. It's what you should do. Good for you. You can't go to the things you've always gone to, but that doesn't mean there's nowhere for you to go. I've told you before, I just got back from, on Saturday, I went to that event for the great 104.9 The Patriot in St. Louis. Shoot, there had to be a few hundred people in there. I don't know. I'm bad at guessing how many people. I told you about the big Houston event we did with like 1,200 people down here. It doesn't have to be a radio event, but there are right-leaning events going on all the time now, and the right is getting better about it. There's always some new conference out there. There's always some new, pick your organization on the right, throwing on a big event. And don't get me wrong, maybe those events are trash. Maybe the speakers are trash. Maybe the organizer of the event is trash. Maybe you don't agree with everything. Yet. That's fine. That's fine. You can nitpick anything. But I tell you what you're going to find if you go to those events, a lot of people, men and women who think like you think and who believe what you believe. And if you're a young lady, you might just find yourself a dude who will sweep you off your feet. And if you're a 28-year-old dude in Florida looking for a woman, you might just find a dime or two at those things. You ever see the pictures of those events? Dimes dropping from trees. Get out and wade into the events that are exclusively for you. The hard part about this is, and I'll be honest with you, I'm being just you and me talking here, very frank, I still struggle without the NFL. I am struggling with adjusting to this new society where I'm trying not to support the people who hate us. The NFL, and I know that sounds stupid, and honestly, it is stupid to have, you know, sports are such a big part of it, but for so long, the NFL was a big part of my life. It just was. I'd play fantasy football with my buddies. I would geek. I've told you this before. I got out of the Marines and I got my apartment. And I would just, for Sundays, I would prep. Like beforehand, I'm at the grocery store and I'm getting burgers and beer and chips and everything else. And I mean, I know this is not exactly a healthy way to spend a Sunday. I get up on Sunday and I just log 8-9 hours. I'm watching the pregame shows. I'm watching every game from Sunday. It was a big part of my life, not for a year, for years. years. I was a huge New York Giants fan. Everyone knows that by now. I'm now at the place where I can't name the starting quarterback or the head coach for the New York Giants. I haven't watched the NFL in a few years, and I won't ever come back. Because screw the NFL and all these anti-American sports leagues. I won't do it. I miss it. Just between you and me, man, I miss it. I miss it a lot. I find it hard sometimes. We'll get up on Sunday, take the kiddos to church, maybe go out to lunch after, come home. Kids got their homework done. I kind of got all my stuff done. It is Sunday afternoon. Maybe we should turn on the game? And I don't, but I get that tug. That's not me. I know that doesn't make it better, but I just want you to say on some level, I understand if you feel like you're having to live a different life than the past generations have had to live. You are. Look, I'm going through it with my kids. I have always had this dream when it comes to my kids of not raising them politically. Does that make sense? It's not that I don't want them to be on the right. I never wanted them to be coming home and talking about politics. I always had this pipe dream, is what it turns out to be, that my kids would just, you know, hey, sports, toy guns, school, friends, go swimming, get dirty, get into trouble, get a girlfriend, you know, life, normal life. I was wrong. I'll tell you what. I'm going to explain exactly what I mean in just a second. And let me ask you something else. Have you practiced with your weapon recently? You don't have to tell me. Again, I'm not your dad, not your instructor. But have you practiced with your weapon? Right now, because of the cost of ammunition, because of the cost of gas, there's never been an easier time to not practice. Right, it's so easy to find an excuse now. Well, I should go to the range, but whoa, man, who can afford ammo? You don't have any more excuses. Mantis X allows you to practice inside your home. Dry fire practice in your home. And I need to stress this. This is not just target practice. You will get feedback, real-time feedback on your technique. You will go through drills and courses. You will get good with your weapon inside your home without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. All right? MantisX.com. I'll be right back finishing up my thoughts on the kids.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of hard to step away from filth in this society, how hard it is to avoid it, here we are playing John Mellencamp. That's a great song. John Mellencamp's a scumbag. He's a total leftist scumbag. I know. Look at Chris is throwing his hands in the air. I know. Totally should be dropped from the repertoire. Great song. You were sitting there jamming. I was jamming. Total dirtball. And, look, the email was asking about, you know, it's harder to live now. I always had this dream of raising my boys not political. I obviously didn't ever want them to be on the left, but I just didn't want them, especially at their age, they're 13 and 11. I didn't want them caring about politics. I just didn't. I was wrong. Because in this era, politics is being pushed on them from the left everywhere they turn. So if I'm not equipping them with the truth, then they have no chance of being apolitical. They have no chance of not being involved in politics. They're going to be on the left. If I don't get purposeful with them about it, we're going to lose them. And no, I didn't want that. But do you get the world you want all the time? I sure don't. You can't always get what you want. I just came up with that line. Chris, what? Chris, I came up with that myself. Like, all right, Chris, you're going to make me do it. Fine.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know freedom is not free.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. You would have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, Thank you.
Listen, thank you. Hey, guys, sorry. I have a new project for you guys. Obviously, nothing urgent. I need you to, yes, we want to keep Maria Salazar on my fancy soundboard thing forever, but I need another one. I need you just to isolate her saying, freedom is not free. It's the best. It's the best. What an idiot. Gosh. Now, back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show about all these outlets now reporting on Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's laptop. And this is bad and bad for Joe. And I have a theory. And my theory is I think the powers that be, I think the Klaus Schwabs of the world, I think they are tired of Joe because he's become a liability. And look, Klaus Schwab, he's got plans.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
Man, he sounds busted up over that, doesn't he? You know, dang it, guys. Dang, it looks like we got supply chain energy problems. Shoot, that's just too bad. I'm really sad about it. That's what he sounds like. And look, remember, always remember, the destruction is intentional. Communists destroy. It's a religion of destruction. Why? Communism, the only chance communism ever has to grow is if it can grow in the soil of misery. So if there's not misery, the communist has to create it, or at least create the illusion of it. Think about the platform of the modern day Democratic Party. Think about that for a second. What's the messaging? America's evil, America's racist, America's sexist, this is unfair, border laws are unfair. Every single part of the modern messaging of the Democratic Party is how bad you have it, and you've been done wrong, and you've been done wrong, and you've been done wrong. Students shouldn't have to pay their loans back, and I mean, you name it. You've been wronged, and you've been wronged, and you've been wronged. Why? Because if you create at least the illusion of misery, that's where communism can grow. All right, one more thing. I want to make sure I flash back to, again, something a really brilliant person said. This was from March of 2020. So that's, shoot, I don't know. Let me check my watch, Chris. That's 2 years ago, I believe. March of 2020. I just thought of this guy and how brilliant he was. Man, did he nail this.
I am telling you, the public outcry had better start switching gears from save us from the disease and close us all down to open us back up now, or we are heading towards a Great Depression in the United States of America. Not a recession, a Great Depression. And some jerkwater $1 trillion bill in Congress, even if it did pass, ain't gonna change that. Not one bit. I have never seen this kind of lunacy in my life. I'm disgusted by the people who lead us, but I'm not surprised. Maybe that is a good thing that can come from all this. On top of the family time, maybe more time in prayer, maybe we all need a helpful reminder that we have a bunch of degenerate sociopaths leading this country.
Man, that guy is sharp as a whip, Chris. He is, and I've been told he has a soundboard. You shouldn't have given me the soundboard if you didn't want me to take advantage of it, Chris. I can't have this kind of power in the palm of my hands and not use it. The bomb is still here. Don't think I've forgotten about the bomb. We have the rifle cock and the rifle shoot. I don't think we need the pistol on here anymore. It sounds so small and weak when you compare it to the rifle. What, Chris? Andrew Jackson duel? Andrew Jackson's duel, I guarantee, sounded louder than this little thing. That's weak. That's weak sauce. Look, even the cock is weak. Look at that. That's a weak cock. This is a strong cock. That's a weak cock. Totally different. Absolutely different. Let's get back to the emails. Oh, great and powerful Oracle. I know parenting is hard, but how bad did that pinko commie piece of crap Disney president screw up as a mom to have all of her kids grow up with such severe mental health issues? These people really do hate and want to destroy this country. He says, Semper Fi says I can use his name. His name is Steven. Chris, do we have it? We'll play it in a second. I know we're running out of time this segment, but her name was Carrie Burke. She's a Disney president. We played it on the show yesterday. We're going to have Raheem Kassam coming up next. He's going to go over the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. But when we're done with Raheem, we're going to play you this Carrie Burke audio again. And we're going to listen to this from a totally different perspective of how...
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do your kids turn out this way? How does this happen? We're going to have this discussion. Why are these people after kids? Oh, that's going to come up right after Raheem. Joining me now is my friend Raheem Kassam with the National Pulse. The only thing worse than his accent is his musical choices. I should just point that out right off the bat. Raheem, what was that trash?
So, hold on. We have to get onto the producers about this, because the chorus of that song, which is the new Muse song called Compliance, is a necessarily anti-Fauci, anti-authority song, and I want everybody to go away and listen to it because it's fantastic.
Okay. So, Muse is the name of the band? Muse?
Yes, Muse. Very big band in England. Big over here as well. And by the way, I thought my food tastes were the worst part about me. You gotta go straight.
You know, it's hard to keep this track. Hard to keep track of all this, especially when you people put beans on toast. But that's another thing entirely.
Yeah.
Cuisine and music aside, you are really good at what you do. And part of that is getting information and releasing information. And boy, I don't know if you've heard, Raheem, This Hunter Biden laptop story is a big story, and they've been able to confirm this stuff. That's breaking news. Did you know about this?
Whoa, I am just hearing this for the first time. You are telling me this for the first time, you know, to quote Donald Trump when he's standing outside Air Force One. Jesse, it's outrageous. It is egregious what these people are doing, and I am letting them know via social media and in their email inboxes that not only is this, you know, morally bankrupt thing to do, but if I might add, 2 years ago, we reported everything that the Daily Mail and the Washington Post are now bringing themselves to report. And frankly, given that most of these things come out of my young reporter, Natalie Winters, I feel extra aggrieved, because here is a young lady working hard, doing the hardest part of all of this, and then being plagiarized on the back of it. So that's my first gripe here. But you know, to the meat of all of this, isn't it interesting that right now, as the political elite and the establishment don't get the war they wanted out of Joe Biden, that suddenly these things start rocking and making him very uncomfortable indeed?
Raheem, you're always good about this stuff, so I have some wild wingnut theory, and I want to run it by you, and I know you'll blast it out of the sky if you don't like it, so here's my theory. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, every communist rag out there is now breaking the Hunter Biden laptop story after you guys broke it 2 years ago. But either way, they're all talking about it now. Joe Biden gets some stupid booster shot today. Reporters are not nice. They're shouting at him about several things, treating him like they treated Donald Trump just for a day, but they are. I say, this is my theory, the powers that be are tired of Joe Biden. He's officially more trouble than he's worth for their crappy agenda, and they want Joe Biden gone. They're ready to move on. Am I nuts?
No, I think you're on the money. Look, think about it. It takes an awful lot to keep those sorts of stories, especially when it's on a tangible hard drive that people can freely look at. I've had Politico reporters come to my house, look at the drive themselves, and verify to me that they believe it's real, but their editors won't let them write about it. Oh. So it takes a lot to keep those stories back. The barricades that were protecting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have very clearly now been moved out of the way. The message has been sent down all of the editor pipelines here in D.C., and in New York, that it's open season on the Biden crime syndicate now. I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think Joe Biden knew this time would come as well. Remember, he talked about himself as a transitionary president. I don't think he believed that he would necessarily even serve out a full first term. And you look at his polling numbers, you look at inflation, you look at the gaffes upon gaffes. There's so many gaffes now that I can't keep track of them, even though I love to. You know, yesterday he goes up and he says, I met with the heads of state of, the NATO leading countries. He goes, Germany, France, Great Britain, and the United States. Well, unless he's meeting with himself. And by the way, he didn't meet the head of state from Britain. The head of state from Britain is Her Majesty the Queen. The head of state from Germany is the president. The head of state from Italy is the president. He met with the prime ministers. So just all of these things put together, Jesse, they really, really are sick of this guy. They're done with him. And a whole lot worse is yet to come.
Okay, well, that actually leads me right into my next question. Shouldn't that make us feel good if they're done with him? Why shouldn't we feel good? What do you mean worse is to come?
Well, I mean, look, if the hard drive from hell is, you know, the thing that the National Pulse, my outlet, can hang its hat on in the last couple of years of reporting, then I think Kamala Harris is your beat. Right. This is where you have dominated on social media. Your favorite person always got the best takes on her and her, you know, proclivities, let's say. And I think when you look at who she is and who the team around her are, my goodness, I think that would herald something really, truly transformative in America that isn't good in any way, shape or form.
Speaking with my friend Raheem Kassam of the National Pulse, which you should be reading every day. Raheem, the right, I understand they always lag behind the base and what the base wants. There's always going to be a lag there. But are they getting better? Are they getting teeth? I know it's not the Raheem Kassam party yet, but is it slowly happening at all?
No. If anything, it's getting worse. I'm now hearing rumors here that Donald Trump is ready to re-endorse Ronna Romney McDaniel as RNC chairwoman and all of this. Nothing's changing. You're going to have what I call the McLeadership, you know, after November, McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniel. If people think that that is a necessary sea change in Washington, D.C., you know, you've got to get your head out the toilet. That is a ludicrous thing to believe in. So, I look at it this way. All of these outlets on the political right, the conservative news outlets that some of us know and love, have known about the hard drive, known the contents of the hard drive, been offered copies of the hard drive, and can always look at our reporting to re-report and cite things. And what do? They wait and they wait for the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN to tell them, now you are allowed to talk about this. And then they go, oh, see, you know, it is real after all. We've known this for 2 years, and the right has done a pretty terrible job of hammering the point home.
Why, Raheem? Why is the right always failing to engage, to play offense, to move forward? You're not. I'm not. I'm certainly not anything special. Why are they so afraid? Is it a media thing? I don't want a bad article about me in the Politico. Is it that simple?
Well, look, remember, a lot of people still feel like they want to be part of the club in some way, shape, or form. the nice parties and the restaurants and all of that kind of stuff. And some of us are more interested, and you are especially, and I think there is something very special about you, by the way, so don't be bashful about it. We want to get right to the heart of the matters as quickly as humanly possible. And to do that, you have to have institutions. You have to build institutions. You can't wait for other old institutions like the Grey Lady or like CNN to come around to your perspective. You have to build those yourself. That's why we built the website. You know, I could have gone and worked somewhere else, but we built something. And, you know, that's the thing about your show as well, right? You're building it. So that, I think, is a very big part of this. Because it's very easy to just re-report things and link back to mainstream media outlets. It's way harder to actually do the hard graft yourself up front and then deal with, I mean, look, over the last couple of years, I've been subject to some of the most insane threats. You know, you made up this thing, you're a Russian agent, you're going to get deported, all of these sorts of things, simply for reporting from a hard drive that sits on my dining room table. You know, and so a lot of, unfortunately, you know, conservative media outlets and conservative media personalities are so afraid when they get hit by things like that. And I mean, I'm just not, you know, I see the world very much the same way as you do. They come at me, I laugh it off, we go another day. And by the way, break some news for you today. We have a very, very big blockbuster story coming out about Bill Burns, the CIA director. So we just keep going. We just keep going. And he lied to Congress, and I can prove it. And so, you know.
I love when you guys do that stuff. National Pulse, they're breaking a story today about the CIA director. My friend Raheem Kassam, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Jesse. And listen to that song. It's fantastic, I assure you.
All right, fine. How about that? How about that? Breaking a story. Look, how long have we talked about the administrative state in this country and all those CIA directors that ran cover for Hunter Biden? It's a big deal if the head spy, the spy chief of the world's largest spying organization is a Democrat activist. That's a very, very big deal. That stinks to high heaven. You know what it needs, Chris? An Eden Pure thunderstorm. What, Chris? It does. In all seriousness, the Eden Pure thunderstorm. It's probably more necessary now than ever, not just because it removes odors from the air, kills viruses, kills mold. It's allergy season. I'm sure you're well aware of that. I'm sure you're sharing those funny memes online with people's eyes swollen shut. Do you have any idea how wonderful it is to wake up in the morning without your eyes tearing up and red and itchy? I get to do that every day now because I own 3 Eden Pure thunderstorms. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. $200 off. $200 off only for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code Jesse and the number 3, Jesse3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, go get a 3-pack. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Man, he says, no way!
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to this Disney president here in just a second. I just want to make sure we always remember, as bad as all the news is, always remember to count your blessings. Talked to a guy earlier today. He lost both of his legs in Iraq. And he just has the brightest outlook on life. And I realize that's not universal, right? There are some veterans who get down and they struggle with depression and alcohol and things like that. And we lose way too many to suicide. But he has the best outlook on life. And look, give the tunnel to towers if you have some extra money to give. I should bring that up now, too. Because one of the things they do, you already know they pay off mortgages for Gold Star widows and all that. Let's set that aside for a minute. You know they build smart homes? You ever seen one of these? Like your stovetop. You just have a normal stovetop in your home. You know Tunnel to Towers will build these guys' homes and the stovetop is adjustable. They just press something and the stovetop lowers. So if you're, say, in a wheelchair, you're cooking on your stovetop that lowers to you. You have a shower built to you. I just think that stuff is so cool, taking care of these guys that way. $11 a month is all I ask. Go to T, the number 2, T.org. $11 a month. T2T.org. That's worth it. Back to what the guy was talking about. The guy wrote in this email. He said, I know parenting is hard, but how bad did that pinko commie piece of crap Disney president screw up as a mom to have her kids grow up with such severe mental health issues? In case you missed it from last night's show, you can either go download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, or you can just listen to her own words. This is Carrie Burke. This is Disney's corporate CEO. Listen to this nut job.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child. And that was the thing that really got me. I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks. I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week.
Chris, that's enough. One trans child and one pansexual? I still don't even know what these words mean. Axios, it's a media outlet, mostly a garbage media outlet, but it's a media outlet. They did a survey of 12,416 adults. They did it in the year 2021. I want you to listen to this. And the question was this. Americans who self-identified as LGBTQ in 2021 by generation. Let's start with the traditionalists. I know we have those who listen to the show. This is born before 1946. You know what their percentage was? 0.8. Now let's go to the baby boomers. 1946 to 1964. That's the baby boomer generation. You know what theirs was? 2.6. Let's go to Gen X, 1965 to 1980. 4.2. Now let's go to millennials, 1981 to 1996, 10.5. Now let's go to Gen Z, born 1997 to 2003, over 20%. Now, if you're an older person, you may be tempted right now to do that thing that, look, we're all guilty of it, is once we get older, we look down at the next generation. We think, oh, those stupid, lazy kids, worthless these days. Back in my day, that would never apply. Let's just stop for a second and understand that people are a product of their culture. That the food didn't change for the Gen Z kids versus the traditionalists. The food didn't change. The weather didn't change. Clothes changed a little bit, but the culture changed. People, a culture is simply what your society incentivizes versus what your society disincentivizes. Why does a mother, a Disney corporate president, have one child who's a transsexual, the other one who's a pansexual? Why does this happen? Because she pushed it on them. Because everywhere she puts them, it's pushed on them. Why are these numbers going through the roof with these new generation? Is it just because they're a bunch of dumb kids and the next generation's trash? No. It's pushed on them everywhere they turn. Every sitcom, every movie, every music awards, every college, it's everywhere now. You can't buy a pack of Oreos without getting waterboarded with this crap. Everywhere now. The truth is, I shouldn't point fingers at you. Myself. Let's just make this about me. Because what isn't about me, Chris? We've all fallen into this trap of live and let live. Oh, whatever's fine. When the truth is, you should want your values not to just happen, I hope they get my values. You should want your values pushed by our various cultural institutions. Even now, you see, you hear people on the right, maybe you're saying it yourself, where you're saying, I just don't want any of this stuff in schools. We just stop talking about trans stuff with kindergartners. I don't want it in schools. Maybe you're saying that. And that's fine. I don't want it in schools either. Do you want your values pushed in schools? Because the normal saying on the right is no politics at all. Just math and science. That's completely naive. And it's wrong. You should want your values taught in schools across America, public and private. Across America, for the good of the nation, it should be taught to children what we want in a society. What do we want from the next generation? What helps build strong nations culturally too should be taught in schools. Do you know they used to box in American schools? Can you imagine that? When I was a kid, I'm not even that old. I'm 40, almost 41. When I was a kid, they paddled kids in school. I remember it. I know I was on the receiving end of it. And it wasn't like one designated paddler. The librarian actually had the scariest one. She had the one with holes in it. You really didn't want to get the librarians. But any teacher acting up in math class, pull out the paddle, march your butt right out in the hall, have you bend over a desk and just start throttling you. We used to, I'm not saying we need to go back to paddling days in schools. I don't know whether that's beneficial, but we used to understand not long ago. Remember, I'm not old and that happened to me as a kid. Not long ago, we used to understand that we had to push certain things in schools. And today, we on the right, we've been lied to by the left that we should just get hands off and live and let live and whatever happens, happens. It's a lie. It's a bald-faced lie. All right, we have a lot more Jesse Kelly Show for you. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, it's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I am going to continue on. We're going to play a little bit more Joe Biden for you here. But I got a question about drugs and overdoses and why I'm sympathetic. I'll explain in a second.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.